Oh, Domer of Yehuda. He says, Rabbi Yehuda said, similarly, that you can make two Erevin on the two different days of Rosh Hashanah. He also said, if you have something that Trumas and Maestris wasn't taken from, you can make a Tanai and take off Trumas and Maestris between both days, that by the second day it should be Chal. Versus a tricha. You need both, all these cases. Diashmin and Rosh Hashanah, or the Reisha, you only have the case of the Reisha, that you can make an Eruv, the Hakom Rabbi Yehuda, Mishlom Vika Ovid Midi. Here you're not doing anything. You're just making the Eruv Yontif, and it's working on Yontif each day different way. Have a Kalkala, the Mezik and Mesak and Tivla, Ema Modul Rabbanim. But by the Kalkala, where it looks like you're being Mesak in the Tevel on Yontif, because each day you have to make the declaration, so I might think that he's Modul to the Rabbanim. You can't do that. It's a Zulzul and Yontif. The Yashmin and Hani Taratim Yishim Dalekala Migzor Alayim. Right? And it's only those two cases. So I would say in both of those cases, there's no special extra Gzera to make, and therefore they're both Mutter because Rosh Hashanah, each day is a separate Kedusha. Avobeya de ikal migzor ba mishum peris hanoshrin mishum mashkin shezavu e modul rabbanon tzricha. But the case of Beya Shenolda, there's other reasons why it should be aser, aside from the fact of hachana, because of exera, because of peris hanoshrin. If we let him eat this egg, he may come to eat fruit that fell off a tree. And if you eat fruit that fell off a tree, we're afraid you'll go and climb the tree and take down other fruit. Or mashkim shezavu. If you use this beya, it's similar to liquids that came out of fruit on yontif. And if we allow you to eat the egg, you may come to drink those juices and then come to squeeze it out, and therefore it's awesome. I mean, the Gemara asks over there is gzera, but it's all one big gzera. All of that was aser to begin. They asered eating eggs and eating fruit that what's it called fell from the tree, or juices that came out of the fruit, because they're afraid that you would come to pick the fruit or to squeeze the juices. So I might think there it's also because of these other reasons. Kamash Malan, that in all three cases, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's two Kedushas, each day of Rosh Hashanah is a separate Kedusha, all of these things are mutter. Rashi, Utsrich Rabbi Yehuda lo roi, the base Kedusha saying, Bahanech plas mile, linyan Erev, Kalkolo Beila. Hachi Garshino, Vakakol, the Mezik and Mesak and Tivla, Emalo. Beya Shenolda be Yontif, Itzur Bechlau Gzeres Peres Hanosha. An egg that was laid on Yontif is part of the Gzera of not eating fruit that fell off a tree. Shegazru Alehem, Shemi Yalav Yitlosh, because they're afraid if you let him eat the fruit that fell off the tree on Yontif, he'll go and pick more fruit. The Esha Osim Bechlau Mashkin Shazavu, and some hold that it's part of the Gzera of not being able to drink juices that came out on Yontif by themselves. Because we're afraid that if you're allowed to drink the grape juice that came out by itself, you'll squeeze more. The hach plugs of ishmaisa kamaisa de beyo. All of these things are in the first parak in beyo. Okay. Tanya, ketzer omer of Yehuda masna odem ala kalkola biyantif rishon v'ochla b'sheni. What's this? What's exactly the case where a person can make a tnai on the truma and meiser and be able to eat it on the second day? With cases like this, Hayu lefan of shtei kalkolos shel tevel. He had two baskets of tevel. And Omer, im hayom chol ulamachar kodesh. If today is chol and tomorrow is kodesh, right? In other words, really today is not Rosh Hashanah, but tomorrow is. Then tehezu trumalzu. Then this kalkolos should be truma on the other one. Im hayom kodesh ulamachar chol im bedvarei klum. And if today is Kodesh and tomorrow is Chol, then what I'm saying is meaningless. I don't intend to take off the Truma today. The Kori Aleh Hashem, and you designate where the Truma is, you call it Truma, Umeinicha, and you leave it. Ulamachar Omer, Mayom Chol, Tehizu, Truma, Alzu. Right? And the next day you say the same thing. If today is Chol, then and yesterday was Kodesh, and they didn't do anything yesterday, I want the Truma to be Chal today. Im Hayom Kodesh, Ein Bedvorei Klum. The korele shem va'ochla. And if today is kodesh and yesterday was chol, then what I'm saying today is meaningless, and what I did yesterday was chal. And therefore, one of shach today, the truma is chal, and the tevel's not tevel anymore, and you can eat the other basket. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi says Oser. V'chein hayu Rabbi Yossi Oser b'shnei yomim tovim shal galios. And Rabbi Yossi held not only the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Oser, but even regular 2 days of galios. What you can't make truma with a tnai on both days and eat it the second day mimanavsha. Even the regular shnei yomim tovim shal galios, which normally I would think is just really sveik of the yoma, one day is chol and one day is kodesh, and you should be able to do this. Still, Rabbi Yossi holds that even there it's considered one kedusha. Rashi, the korei aleh hashem b'tznai kamo shamanu. With that tznai, you designate it as truma. Elamacher omer, I'll also ask mashatay truma al chaverto. Same thing you say the next day. The korei aleh hashem, I'll also shal truma. And you again designate the truma as truma because maybe the day before it had no effect because it was yontif. The ochel aleh chaverto, eat the other one, the one that's not truma. V'chein hayu Rabbi Yossi oser b'shnei yomim tovim shal galios kegon beis yom shal pesach atzeres sukkis shahatora amra yom echad shabbosom. From the Torah is only one day yontif, beginning and end of Pesach and the beginning and end of Sukkis and one day Shavuos. Uvagola osin shnei yomim neisher achokim ideizdin vein yodim in hukbu tishrei v'nisan v'yom shloshim or b'yom lamed aleph. And they keep only 2 days in Chutz Laaretz because they're far away from Beisdin, and they don't know by the time Yontif comes if Tishrei for Sukkis or Nisan for Pesach was made on the 30th day or the 31st day from the previous month. V'afogav de mishum sotik, and he doesn't mention Shavuos because really Shavuos is no problem. Shavuos is a vaday. Shavuos is only shlotachluk b'moados. By the time Shavuos comes, we know when Pesach was. And Shavuos is 49 days, 50 days after Pesach. So Shavuos, really, you shouldn't have to keep 2 days in Chutz Laaretz. But because Shlo Tachluk B'Moados, if you only kept 1 day of Shavuos, people would be confused and think you only have to keep 1 day of Pesach and Sukkos, so they kept it, what's it called, the regular way. The Chasam Sofer says, therefore, the second day of Shavuos is even more chomer, because it's not a Sotik. It's a Vada, that it's Yom. It's not, it was never Mitam Sotik. Even though the whole takon is not a takon, it's just a real sothic. One of them is chol. Still, Rabbi Yossi is machmer. The hanat of Rosh Hashanah lo kori lehu shal golios that may shaf Yerushalayim pamim hayu nasim beiz yomim. Gon shabo edim ben amin cholamal. And Rosh Hashanah is not called yontif sheni shal golios because it's not only in Golis that you keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. It's possible they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah even in Eretz Yisrael, even Yerushalayim. When the Eidim came in Amin Cholamala, even Yerushalayim had 2 days. The first day they continued with Kedusha, and they kept the second day, what's it called, Mitam Min HaTorah.
Why wouldn't Shavuos be a Safek if Pesach is a Safek?
Because by the time Shavuos came, the Shluchim got to everybody. They found out when it was. It only didn't take 2.5 months.
No matter what.
What?
They were counting 50 days. But Pesach is a Safek.
Yeah, but I understand. By the time Shavuos came, the Shluchim got to everywhere and told them when Pesach was. There's no Safek anymore. The Safek was only because they didn't know. The information didn't get to them. In Eretz Yisrael, they knew. The Shluchim got by the 15th. What?
From the second day of Pesach, when the count starts.
They were counted. That's Misafek. This the Sphira. But by the time the Shluchim got there, they knew which day was the real day.
So you don't count 50 days from the day that they kept Pesach, they kept from the day that Pesach
was really there, yeah. The Maisa, by the time they knew in Eretz Yisrael when Pesach was, right away they knew, right? They knew as soon as they sent the Shluchim right after Rosh Chodesh. But the Shluchim didn't get to Bava, so they had to keep Misafek. But the Shluchim got to Bava by Shavuos to tell them when Pesach was. And
yeah,
the nailer just came. What?
That's
what we said. Okay, let's go. Okay. Hayu Tanya. Kate said, okay, we said, ready?
That's a good point. So what if the count is, what if he's only counting 48 days because they kept the second
day? Yeah, so in the middle, somewhere in the middle of Sphira, they really, the truth is that they knew which day because they, what's it called? We know we're Bekiyim Bekviya the Archa today. So there's no problem. We know we know for sure that the second day, right, is really not Yont. That's why they count Sphira from that day. And you don't count two Spheres Misafik, because we know which one it is, and to count two Spheres Misafik is not counting. You can't count either today or it's a different day. That's not called counting. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when there was a real Safik, Right? So they probably counted two spheres.
Until they knew.
Okay, let's go on. Hu bar tavia, the osel of Beresh Pelusa, the tzotzit b'yontif rishon shel galios, the shtachit b'yontif sheni. There was a deer that came to the house of the Resh Pelusa. It didn't come on its own. It was brought dead to eat. That it was captured on the first day of Yontif by Goyim, and it was shechted on the second day. So Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda Ochlo, Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda ate it, and Rav Sheshes lo Ochlo. Rav Sheshes didn't eat it. Omer Rav Nachman, Maya Avid Leva Rav Sheshes lo Ochlo Bistro de Tavia. What do we do to Rav Sheshes? He's a big machmer, and he didn't eat the deer which we held was mutter. So he said it out loud that Rav Sheshes should hear. Omer Le Rav Sheshes Vehechi Echol, how could I eat it? The Tani Isi, Ve Amri Loi Isi Tani. Right, what's it called? Isi, brought this brisa, and some say that he said it b'tmiya. Isi Tani, Isi said this, and I, what's it called? How could I not go? How can I not listen to it? The chen har Reb Yossi also b'shnei yom tov shel galios. Reb Yossi held that even 2 days of regular yom tov sheni is each day is considered vaday kedusha. It's one kedusha. And what's happened on one day, right, doesn't matter what happened the other day. It's all one long kedusha, right? So therefore, why did they say it was mutter? Because manavshach. Either it was captured on a day that was chol, or today is chol. Right? In other words, what happened was it was captured on the first day and it was shechted on the second day. So if the first day was kodesh, then the fact that it was captured makes no difference today, because today is chol. So in Echonami, it was captured on Yontif, so it was also that day. But it's not also today. Today's Chol. Okay. On the other hand, if today is Kodesh, it was captured Erev Yontif. There's no problem either. So if you look at it, each one as separate Kedush and a Safik, then Monif Shach, it's okay on the second day to shecht it and eat it. That's what Rav Nachman held. Rav Sheshes held no, that Rav Yossi holds that even Beya Shenolda on the first day is also on the second day, because it's all one long Kedusha. The same thing over here. Right, both of them are considered one kedusha, and therefore the fact that it was captured on Yontif assures it the second day of Yontif. Rashi, Bar Tavya Tzvi, Ditzatzit b'Yontif Rishon Shel Galios Va'Yidei Nochrim. Goyim captured it the first day of Yontif. Rav Nachman, Rav Chisda Achlo Mimonavshach. Yes, Molchol Hari Mutter. If yesterday was Chol, then it was captured on Chol, and therefore it's Mutter today. The Es Molkodesh, and if yesterday was really Yontif and it was captured on Yontif, Hari Hayom Chol. Today is Chol. So it's mutter today. You're allowed to eat it today. Today's not Yom Tov anymore. It was captured by Goyim on the first day, Rashi tells us. Then you wouldn't be allowed to eat it till Motsoi Yom Tov in the amount of time it would have taken to capture it. Because anything that a Goy did on Yom Tov or Shabbos for a Jew, he can't be nehenna from it till after Shabbos or Yom Tov. And the amount of time that it takes to do it, for various reasons. One of them is that we're afraid that you'll tell the goy next time to do it, even though you won't be able to be nehen on Shabbos or Yontif, but you'll save the time, Motzei Shabbos and Yontif, that normally it would take to go do that. It takes 2 hours to catch the deer, so if you tell him on Shabbos to do it, or Yontif, so you save 2 hours, right away Motzei Shabbos, you could eat it right away. You know you won't be able to eat it on Shabbos, so we're afraid that you'll do that. And the second reason is that you're nehenna from Maisa Shabbos, or Maisa Yontif. You don't want to get any enjoyment from something that was done be'isser on Shabbos or Yontif, and therefore you have to wait till you don't get any enjoyment out of it. You didn't benefit anything that it was done on Shabbos or Yontif. Even if it had been done after Shabbos or Yontif, you would have been able to get the same enjoyment now, because you waited that amount of time. Lo achal mishum dekasover k'dush achasi. He didn't eat Rav Sheshes, because he held, like Rav Yossi, that an Isi said that that's what's it called, the halacha, that like Rabbi Yossi, that it's all one big yontif. The Tani Isi b'nechusa. The Amri lo Isi Tani u'baloshim tema. Kolomer, Isi Tani v'ano eichel. Isi said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, and I should eat. Okay. Omar Rava, u'may kusha. What's the question? Right? Dilma hochi komar. Right? Maybe Rabbi Yossi didn't really hold that the 2 days of the regular 2 days of Yontif is one long kedusha. Maybe the Mishnah means the following. He's not talking about regular 2 days of Yontif. He's talking about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, not in Eretz Yisrael. I might think that only in Eretz Yisrael was there a possibility that they kept the second day of Rosh Hashanah mitam vaday, because the Edom didn't come till after Mincha, and therefore they finished off that day b'kedusha, and they knew for sure that that day wasn't Rosh Hashanah, and the next day for sure is Rosh Hashanah. That was possible only in Yerushalayim. But in Chutz Laaretz, they had to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah misofik b'chlal. So it's a real sofik. They didn't know. They never knew that the first day the Edom didn't come or whatever. They never found out when the Edom came till 15 days later. And sometimes not even then. So in Chutz Laaretz, it was a real bona fide sofik on Rosh Hashanah. It was just, is today, did the Beis Din, where they Mekadesh it today or tomorrow? Right? So I might think that in Chutz Laaretz, it's a regular sofik. Either today's Yontif or tomorrow's Yontif. It can't be both. Only in Yerushalayim there was a chance where they both had both days Kodesh. But in Chutz Laaretz never had such a thing. It was a bona fide Sofik. Elamai, since in Yerushalayim it was like that, and when they kept it in Chutz Laaretz, they were also anticipating, maybe in Yerushalayim it happened like this. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi held that even in Chutz Laaretz, where to them it really was a Sofik, they never knew, but they kept it anticipating that. That's why even in Chutz Laaretz is one big Kedusha. But no other Yontif has that idea. And no other Yontif could it ever be both days were mitam vada. They were really a real sofik. So therefore, even Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue on the regular 2 days Yontif. He only argues on 2 days Yontif of Rosh Hashanah outside of Eretz Yisrael. Inside Eretz Yisrael, there, Rabbi Yossi held for sure it's one Kedusha. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, he also extended it even to outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's what he said. But even Rabbi Yossi never held that two regular days of Yontif, regular Yom Tovim, is like one Kedusha. And therefore, there's no source for Rav Sheshes to stand b'machmer on a regular Yontif. Where it says, Yihochi shel Golios b'golam iboyele. It's not Yontif Sheni shel Golios. It's Yontif Sheni of Rosh Hashanah b'gola. It's the same Yontif Sheni we were talking about before. We're talking about Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Rosh Hashanah Bagola. That's what he should have said. Not Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios, which is what's it called, which is referring to the other Yom Tovim, like Rashi said, not to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah, even in Yerushalayim, sometimes it was 2 days. So it should have said, Rav Yossi is Moda, even the Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Bagola. Not Yom Tov Shal Gola, not Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios. Umravasi, Umay Kusha, let's see Rashi still here. Umay Kusha, Dilmahach Seifa Nomiya Rosh Hashanah Koy. Maybe Rav Sheshe is making a mistake, and that which Isi said, that Rav Yossi also held by Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, that it's also one Kedusha, he wasn't talking about the regular Yom Tovim. The Hachikoma, he was talking about Rosh Hashanah, and this is what he said. Kein hoyer Rav Yossi Osa B'Rosh Hashanah Bagola. Since that was part of the Sufik, they didn't really need that to have a Sufik, right? And they never knew if the Edom came after Mincha. But since that was a possibility in Yerushalayim, so when they kept it as a Sufik in Chutz Laaretz, they had that in mind. And therefore, it's considered one long Kedusha because of that possibility. But regular Yontif Sheni, there's no possibility that both of them are the same Kedusha, and therefore they're considered two Kedushas, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Shel Golios, the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Because then it should have said, Yontif Sheni Shel Bagola, not Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. Mashman Bahani Shein Nasim Shnai Mele Bagola. It's Mashman, it's only the Yontif, which you can only keep 2 days in Chutz Laaretz, and in Eretz Yisrael, it was never 2 days. And that's all the other ones, not Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Omer Avasi. Omer Avasi said also, maybe we have to learn a different way in Rabbi Yossi. My kusha, Dilma Hachikomer. Maybe this is what Rabbi Yossi meant. The chain hoy Rabbi Yossi osa iser shnei yomim tovim shol galios ki shnei yomim tovim shol Rosh Hashanah l'rabbanan d'sharu. Maybe Rabbi Yossi didn't answer the 2 days, regular 2 days of Yontif, then consider them one Kedusha. What it meant is, the same way Rabbi Yossi held that, that the 2 days of Yontif in Galus are the same as the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah according to the Rabbanan. The Chen Hoya Osa, Reb Yossi, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah of Yontif in Galios, he held that they were the same as not to be Is to Osir. The Reb Yossi who says that what's it called, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Osir, because they're one Kedusha, but he likened the 2 days of Yontif to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, according to the Rabbanan, who said that they're Mutter. So in other words, in Chutz Laaretz and the other Yomim Tovim, even Reb Yossi holds it's Mutter. Not that Reb Yossi held it was Osir, but you have to learn it in a little roundabout way, that he compared the 2 days of Galios, Yontif Sheni Shel Galios, to Rosh Hashanah, but not Le'Isser, but like the Rabbanan said, it's Mutter. Amar Rav Asi, my Kusha, Dil Mahai Oser Hachikamer. The Chein HaReb Yossi Oser Isser Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Galios Kal Ki Isser Shnei Yomim Shel Rosh Hashanah L'Rabbanan. Reb Yossi, when it came to a regular Yontif Sheni, there he held that it's just like Rosh Hashanah according to the Rabbanan. The Pligiolov, who argue on him, the Amrei Mutter, and they hold this Mutter, Kedetanya Le'el, Modim Chachom Rebbe Lezer, Umutter Vitrutse Hochi Milse, it's better to say this contrived idea, right, it's really roundabout, right, Velonoki Shabeshta Rebbe Yossi, the Kaimel Rebbe Yossi Nimuka Umov, the High Chumra Below Taimahu. Better to say that this is Rebbe Yossi meant, than to say Rebbe Yossi really meant that the 2 days of Galios are like one Kedusha when there's no reason to say such a thing. Because they're mamash asafik. There's no svar in the world that they ever would, like one day, mitam vada. So better to explain Reb Yossi in a contrived way than say something that bechlav doesn't make sense. Okay. Ashkechei Rav Sheshes L'Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes, what's it called, met Rabba Bar Shmuel. Omer Le, Toni Mar Mide B'Kedushos. Do you have any brisa that you know, legavi the 2 days of Yontif, right? If they're one kedusha or two kedushas, Omer le Tanina, Moda Reb Yossi b'shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios. I have a brisa that says beferish that Reb Yossi is Moda by regular Yontif Sheni Shel Galios, not Rosh Hashanah, that it's two kedushas. Even though Rosh Hashanah holds as one, that's because Rosh Hashanah is special. Rosh Hashanah could have been taka one like one long day when the Edom came after Mincha. But Yontif Sheni Shel Galios is only because of a suffix. It's not never that it's Vadai 2 days. It's either today's Yontif or the other day's Yontif. We don't know. So therefore, I have a Bryce of Beferish that says, not like Rav Sheshes, but Isi, that said that what's it called, that Rav Yossi is hold also by Shnei Yom Tovim, but either like Rava explained it, or like Rav Asi explained it, that Bryce. Right, that it doesn't mean that Reb Yossi holds that the regular two days of Yontif in Galios is one kedusha, right? And here we have a Beferish Abraisa that says Reb Yossi holds that it's two kedushas. He's molded to the Rabbanan by all the other Yomim Tovim except for Rosh Hashanah. Omer Le, so he said to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, "Imashkachas lehu lo tema lehu." If you see Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, don't tell them what you just said, because I'll be embarrassed. Because I was machmir, and I didn't eat the thing. They questioned it, what kind of source is such a thing? And I quoted Reb Yossi, right, because of Isi. And the mice, I see now that there's a Beferish Abraisa, that you have to learn that Abraisa differently, because Reb Yossi said Beferish, that it's Mutter. You see that if you're machmir, when you don't have to, it's something to be embarrassed about. Yeah, otherwise, you should have said, well, I'm a big machmer, even though there's no reason for it, but I was machmer. Obviously, that's not, if you're machmer and there's no reason for it, it's stam a reason to be embarrassed.
But that wasn't really being machmer, it was just being the way Yom Shabbat.
Yeah, I'm saying, but he was machmer because he made a mistake. So he should have said, well, at least I was machmer. If you do something that's not necessary, and the halacha is not like that, even if you're not doing something wrong, you're doing something other way. There's nothing wrong with eating a deer. Still, it's something to be embarrassed about. If you could have eaten it, and you did it because you made a mistake, even if you were machmer, it's something to be embarrassed.
So I thought that machmer, by definition, was to do something.
No, here he was, not
opinion,
that he was not.
And you're going by the stricter opinion.
Oh, sorry, again. Machmer doesn't mean he was machmer because he held, there was what's it called? He did something that was machmer, not mekel. Right? That was mater and not oser. Right? That was oser and not mater. Right? He didn't end up eating the thing that was osur because he thought it was mutter. Then somebody embarrassed about it. I ate something that was osur. He ended up not doing something that he could have done, right, because he held the halacha was differently. So what did he do? What did he, in the end, he went to chumrah. He, what's it called? He didn't do something wrong, right? He did something wrong, right? He didn't do it, but he could have eaten it. So what's he going to be embarrassed about? So he didn't eat it. Here it says that if the halacha is that it's okay, and you think the halacha is differently, even if you didn't do anything wrong, other rabbi, you went to the chumrah side. That's also something embarrassing. That's not that over here chumrah, meaning he did it as a chumrah. What he did in the end was a chumrah, not a kul. Okay, Rashi. Tanina. Mode Rabbi Yossi b'shnei yomim tovim shel Golius. The base kedusha say. Ferish Abraisa, that Rabbi Yossi is mode that by regular yontif sheni there's no svar in the world there should be one kedusha. It's two kedushas. Yimashkachas lehu l'Rav Nachman v'Rav Chizda lo teima lehu l'hai milsa d'michsefili av d'lo acholis mineh. Because I'm embarrassed I didn't eat. Not I'm embarrassed I made a mistake in the halacha. I'm embarrassed the mice said I didn't eat. I could have eaten something and I was, didn't eat it because I made a mistake in the halacha. That's what's to be embarrassed about. Okay. Let's see this Rashi. Psak. This is an interesting Rashi. This is not a perush. This is Rashi as a posik. Rashi all of a sudden becomes like a Tosfos over here, and he tells us a psak halacha. It's not being mefarish to Gemara, but what comes out of this? V'shamina midrav Nachman Rav Chizda, midrav Bar Shmuel, umidrav Sheshes the Hoder Bay, Rav Sheshes too now who had Harata, right? Umidrav the Om Maseches Beya Miniach Adam Eruvei Tavshilin Eruvei Tchuma Miyanta Pekadero. Umasna, umidarav, the omrasekos beya, the beis yom tovin shogolios, beya shenolda bezem uteres bezeh, the kibbo'in and hilchas or kabosei, right? So halachas like that, that the 2 days of yontif are two separate kedushas, and they're really misafik, and therefore you can do something on the first day and the second day that manav shach should be okay, right? Beya shenolda on the rishon is mutar b'sheni. Because if the first day was Yontif, the second day's not. And therefore it was late on Yontif, but today's Chol. If the first day was Chol, then it wasn't late on Yontif. Today's not Yontif, but the egg was laid Erev Yontif. So we look at it as two separate Kedushas, and all these halachas, you can make an Erev Tavshilin on the second day, Nimanav Shach, right? You make the Erev Tavshilin, you say, if yesterday was Yontif and today is Chol, right, then I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. And if yesterday was Chol and today is Yontif, right, then what did you do? That you, what?
You can make it today.
Yeah, okay.
That's the right day to do it.
No, but don't you have to do it Erev Yontif?
Yeah, Erev Yontif. No, what you do is you do it on the first day Yontif for the next day. So if today is Yontif, it doesn't help. But if tomorrow's Chol, I don't need it. I can cook tomorrow. If today is not Yontif, then it's Erev Yontif. Then it helps. And then it helps for tomorrow. So either way, do it on the first day Yontif. If somebody forgot to do it Erev Yontif, they can do it the first day Yontif with a Tanai, and it'll help for the next day for Shabbos. Okay, so all these things show that it's a bona fide Suffolk, and therefore Miman of Shach, you can do things between them that Miman of Shach should be okay. The kabbalin and hilchos kabbosei, and therefore what's it called? The halachas, like all of these that hold that it's two kedushas, there's nobody who holds that a regular yontif sheni is one kedusha. The dover hanitzot o hanilkot min hamechuber biyontif harishon, and therefore something that was captured or it was harvested on the first day of yontif by goy. Shel golios mamtin le'erev b'chdei shiyasu mutter. You only have to wait that night, the night of the second day of Yontif, no, it's not after Yontif, the night that separates between the first day and the second day of Yontif, b'chdei shi'aseh, you have to wait the amount of time that it took for that thing to be done on the first day of Yontif, and then you can eat it. Umut, the mikulu shaminim de echad mehem chol, right? One of the days is chol, mitam vada. It's just a suffix, which day? So therefore, if today was Yontif, it was captured on Yontif, I waited b'chdei shi'ase, I'm allowed to, now it's motzi Yontif. Right? If today was Chol, it was captured b'chol. So I have to wait b'chdei shi'ase misotik. But either way, it's mutter for sure after b'chdei shi'ase. If that was Yontif, I have to wait k'dei shi'ase. If it was Chol, I don't have to wait at all. But I surely can wait b'chdei shi'ase, and it should be mutter the second day which is Yontif. It could be, yeah, but now we're talking about going. We'll see that with Jews may be different. You don't have to wait for the day if a Jew doesn't. If there's a legitimate possibility that it's all one long yontif, then why is Be'ah Mutter? Right? Because if it's not just Misotik, it's considered one long Kedusha, then if it was born on the first day yontif, it's also the second day yontif, it's all one long yontif. The Imishum de Be'ah Isura de Rabbonenhi. And if maybe the reason why Be'ah's mutter is not because there's no suffix, maybe it's one day yontif, maybe it's all one long day. But since Be'ah's v'rabbanan, they were mekel, and they considered it two kedushas. But really there is a suffix, maybe it's one long kedusha. And therefore for d'oraisas, it would be aser, right? Ha lo ishtri b'shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Think you can't say that. Because where there is a bona fide reason to say that it should be one Kedusha, like on Rosh Hashanah, Be'ah is also awesome. So there's no reason to mechalik between Be'ah and these other things, because that's the Rabban and the other one's the Raisa, because even Be'ah is also on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because one Kedusha. So if the other Yamim Tovim would be one Kedusha, it'd also be awesome. And since it's Mutter, it's obvious that we don't have a Sothik, we don't have a Chashash, that it's one day, all one long day. The old Kaimelum Masechus Be'ah, the Sveka the Rabban, and Bedovah Sheshla Matir and Asa. The fact that Be'ah is the Rabbanan shouldn't make it more mutter, right? Because the halacha is that Sofik, the Rabbanan, but something is Dover Sheish L'Matirin, today it's Asr, but it'll be mutter tomorrow. So wait till tomorrow and do it Be'heter, don't do it Be'isr. So the Sofik, the Rabbanan doesn't even apply. So you can't say, well, Be'ah Shenolda is mutter on Yontif, because even if it's a Sofik, whether it's one long Kedusha, Sofik, the Rabbanan. Sofik, the Rabbanan we don't say when it's Dover Sheish L'Matirin. The Od, Seidas Tzvi, Malacha d'oraisa, v'sharia. Here we have a case of the capturing of the tzvi. That was an issa d'oraisa. Right? Be'ah Shenolda b'yontif is purely d'rabbanan, but here it was an issa d'oraisa, and still it's mutter. V'sharia, u'b'halachas gedolos osar. The halachas gedolos l'maisa holds its osar, and that there is a chshash that it's all one long day. The yolif time with a cover of papa hilchasa nochri, and the reason he says because of rapapa. Rapapa paskin. Nachri Shahibi Doran Yisrael, a goy who brought a present to a Jew, right? Umoki the high le'erev asurin b'chdei shi'asu le'erev shemotse yontif shein ka'omar. And the Baal Halachas Gedolos says that that case where a goy brought something for a Jew michutz l'tchum, and it's only mutter motse yontif after k'dei shi'asu, and he learned motse yontif doesn't mean the motse yontif of the first day. Means motzi yontif of the second day, b'chdei shi'asu. D'lahavi roi lasos komer ube'ein ainira she'ein okay. I don't hold like this halachas gedolos ela k'destam v'omer le'erev stam I b'yontif rishon heviu yamtin le'erev b'chdei shi'asu v'ochlo. Right, erev means that night. If it was brought the first day, that night means the night after the first day. If it was brought the second day, it means the night after the second day. That's why it said lo'erev. It didn't mean davka the second night. It meant whichever night after the day that it was done. L'ficha tzorech l'hamtin, d'shema hoya hayom kodesh, u'lemachar chodesh. Still you have to wait for the shi'asa, because maybe the first day was yontif. And if it was done on yontif, you can't be nehenna from it, motzi yontif, till b'chdei shi'asa. U'boy hamtana b'chdei shi'asa. Vi havi ibcha, v'chol shekei, da'af b'lo hamtana hoya mutori. Right, and if the first day was chol, then you wouldn't have to wait b'chdei shi'asu on that night, which is yontif, because it was done b'chol. But it's surely mutter after k'dei shi'asu. So misafik, you have to wait k'dei shi'asu. Maybe the first day was yontif, and therefore it's also till k'dei shi'asu. If the first day was chol, it's mutter immediately, but it's surely mutter after k'dei shi'asu. So after k'dei shi'asu, mimanav shachetz mutter. V'yom sheni heviyum, and if they brought it tak on the second day, then it's not mutter till motzoi the second day. Yamtin le'er b'dei shi'asu. Right, the Shema Hayom Kodesh. You also have to wait b'chdei shi'asu, because maybe the second day was yontif. the Teda, the Iker Milsa de Rav Papa le'erev Yontif Rishon Itmar. And it's clear that when Rav Papa said you have to wait till the night, he meant the first night, if it was done on the first day, not the second night, like the Balalochas Gedolah says. The Omer Lekamon, Hano B'nei Ganana, the Gazlu Hu Nochrim Asa B'Yontif Sheni, right? There was this gardeners that Goyim cut Hadasim on Yontif Sheni, La'ursa Sharlahu Ravina, La'aruchet, La'alter. And that night, Ravina held that they could smell it immediately. They didn't have to wait. Alma Kesavar, Kiboim, Bechdeshi Yasu B'Yontif Rishon. So Kimlam Bekriya the Yarcha, he holds that only on Yontif Rishon, which we know for sure is real Yontif. Bisman Hazeh, we know, we have a calendar. So we know that the first day Yontif is really Yontif. The second day is only a Chumra the Rabbanan, because of Minig Avoseim B'Yedeyim. So he held that if it was done on the first day Yontif, you have to wait Bechdeshi Yasu Motzo Yontif. But if it was done on the second day of Yontif, since that's clearly only a minig, it's only Durabonin, now you don't have to wait at least Kadesh Yasu. You can't be in a hen on Yontif. You have to wait till Motzei Yontif, but you don't need Kadesh Yasu. So Hakim Lom Bekviya the Yarcha, the Rishon Yikr. The Hod Avdin and Trey Yom Emishim the Sholchem Yisam, Yizor B'Minig Avosem B'Yedeya. So why do we keep 2 days Yontif in Lutz Lars B'Zman Hazeh? Because we know that we have a calendar. We know for sure. We don't need Shluchim. We just look at the calendar. We know which day in Eretz Yisrael is Yontif. Because of Minig. Minig Avosein B'Yedeha. And because it's a Minig, it makes it more Chomer than it was in the time of the, when they actually had a Suffolk. Because when they had an actual Suffolk in Chutzlars, if you came to Eretz Yisrael, there was no Suffolk. So you could, what's it called, you could keep 1 day. People who came for here didn't have to keep 2 days. They only kept 2 days there and we Suffolk. But since now it's a Minig to keep 2 days, so the halacha by Minhagim is that you have to keep your minig if you come to a place where they're mako, you have to keep your chumrah if you tend to go back. So people who come from Chutzlars have to keep 2 days here because it's minig avoseim v'yadeim. It's not mitam sofik, and here they don't have any sofik. It's mitam minig. Aval yontif sheni dekiel lo bo'inim b'chdeshi yasu. U'maskana keboinim hilchasa afri yontif sheni b'chdeshi yasu. L'maisa, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like this, what's it called, the Ravina. We hold that even Yontif Sheni, the minig is to keep it as if it was a real suffix. And therefore, what's it called, you have to wait Kadesh Yasu on Yontif Sheni also. If the thing was done Yontif Sheni, you also have to wait Kadesh Yasu Motzo Yontif. No, they shouldn't be Mazalzo in Yontif Sheni and say, yeah, you see, it's not really a Yontif. And I have a tshuva from one of the Gaonim that also holds like that. That you have to wait b'chdei shi'asu after Yom Tov Sheni. Ad kan p'sak. Okay.